and to walk, before finally breaking into a Forrest Gump run that took us all the way to the end of the Grand Tour. Along the way, you experienced all our mistakes and our triumphs at the same time we did. And that is the best kind of relationship a show and its audience can ever have. It's lightning in a bottle all of its own. This book, then, is my recollections and thoughts on how we got to where we did, how we earned our own exhibit in the Television Waxworks Museum. What I will try and avoid as best I can is to repeat in words what you saw in the films. There's nothing I can say here that could add to the images of amphibious cars sinking or a homemade car chugging its way across the plains of Mongolia. Also, you saw everything anyway. To put it another way, occasionally we were asked by TV execs, why don't you make a program showing us all the outtakes, all the bits that really went wrong? And we used to reply, that's the show you're already watching. Instead, I hope you'll find what you listen to here as more of a companion piece. If the episodes that you saw were a car in motion, then this book aims to be a cutaway drawing of the engine, showing you all the hidden parts at work as we powered along. There were, as you can imagine, some amazing components in that engine. Directors, producers, editors, researchers, production people and camera crews, because it's a very skilled and serious job to keep three middle-aged men 9 years old for over two decades. So I'll try and doff my cap to as many as I can. In truth, Jeremy should be the one writing this book. The old history is written by the victors moment should be his, because he was the tentpole that held the whole marquee up. For sure, we all played our parts, and we played them very well. But without his extraordinary brain and his drive, absolutely none of what we did would have happened. This book would merely be a front and a back cover with fresh air in between. Without him, my own career book would be pretty slim too. In my 20s, when I was trying to find a path in life, and my glass was constantly half empty because insecurity kept knocking it over, he, like a true friend, was always there to top it up. Students of our work may know that he and I met at school, so you'll find a bit of school day stuff in this book too. It's the place, I firmly believe, where our intertwined TV lives began. I don't mean we stood there filming each other with a Super 8 camera, but the Top Gear you saw, the spirit of it, definitely germinated there. I'm sure also that deep down, Penguin's accounts department would rather it were Jeremy's name on the cover. However, they've got me. And fortunately, I do have one massive advantage over Jeremy, in that I can actually remember what we did. He hasn't got dementia or the like, but his brain is so consumed with the present that what he had for breakfast an hour earlier quickly becomes a mystery to him. So as for what we did in Alabama, forget it. I'm pretty sure that when he listens to this audiobook, he'll be on the phone saying, "This Top Gear show, tell me more." However, having literally just boasted that I have the memory of a supercomputer, you'll notice in the book that sometimes when I talk about a person, I use the phrase, "bless him" or "bless her," after I've mentioned their name. This is because, whilst I'm utterly, absolutely, unequivocally, almost nearly fairly sure of the facts as I remember them, I'm sometimes not 100% on what was actually said. And I feel that if you say, "bless him" or "her," after someone's name, they're much less likely to sue. One more bit of housekeeping. I sometimes jump around a bit in the timeline to try and make better sense of what we were up to. But don't worry, you won't think you're watching Tenet. Finally, thank you so, so much for watching and for sticking with us. We never stop worrying about whether what we were doing was good enough for you. And I hope we manage to enable you to take an hour off from life once a week. Okay, I think that's everything. I guess it's time to wrap this introduction up, and I know I'm mixing my mediums now. Dim the lights and let you press play.